Good morning. Be seated, please. I'd like to welcome everybody, especially our visitors. We're very glad that you came to worship. We're going to be mostly in the book of Mark this morning. We're going to be looking at a lesson from Mark 8. What prompted this, Tracy has had the opportunity to bring it up a number of times lately in class. I think you even brought it up in your last lesson, this verse, and such an impactful verse. But in Mark 8:34, it says, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus is laying the parameters for the people that want to come to him and to follow him. And when we think about it, it's kind of an eye-opening command. It's not a great selling point. Join our club. These are the benefits. Join our group. Here's what you can get out of it. Here, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Those are the parameters, the requirements that Jesus asks of us. Starts off, whoever desires to come after me. Many did desire to come after him. They went out to Jesus. And he called those that had come out to him, he called them together. Okay, everybody sit down. Listen up, because I got some things to tell you. A lot of people want to follow Jesus. We here, hopefully all of us, want to follow Jesus. Others have no interest at all. Jesus is establishing whoever desires to come after me. Which side does that put the individuals on? I was just out here. I heard he had fed people earlier. Is he doing the free lunch today? He had healed some people. I got some bursitis in my shoulder. Is Jesus healing today? That's the only reason I came out. Not everybody that knows about Jesus is wanting to come after him. And Jesus he starts this out qualifying whoever desires to come after me. Let him deny himself. He's pulling no punches. What? I've got to deny myself? Deny myself what? Most people are fortunate that we are limited to what we can acquire by if we can afford it or not. That's what limits us. We really don't have to deny things in our social life. The only thing that kind of qualifies that, well, I don't have this because I can't afford it. Or I'm saving up for. We're not really required in our society to deny ourselves anything. The first thing Jesus says, anyone who wants to come after me, let him deny himself. In Romans 15, we see a passage here that kind of relates to this. Paul would write, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves." But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Pleasing myself. Burger King says I can have it my way. McDonald's says you deserve a break today. Jesus, you're telling me I've got to deny myself? The Apostle Paul is saying, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good. Sounds like we should be looking to please other people instead of ourselves. Leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For even Christ did not please himself. So when Jesus says, let him deny himself, he's not asking us to do anything he himself wasn't willing to do. And not only willing to do, but did. Jesus is not saying, do as I say, not as I do. He says, you got to do this. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. We will see Jesus giving that example himself. In Philippians, Paul would write, yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Paul got it. Paul didn't hear Jesus that day in Mark 8, but he got it. Paul did deny himself and sacrificed many things in his life, and ultimately his physical life was given. He would write to the Corinthians. He says, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. But I discipline my body. Goes back to that idea, why do I have to sacrifice anything? But Jesus said, let him deny himself. Paul is telling us that he disciplines his body, brings it into subjection. And he explains the reason, the why. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Paul doesn't want to be the hypocrite. I don't want to be saying something good for other people, but then become disqualified myself by not living it. So I will discipline myself. I will bring my own body into subjection. I will deny myself. He got it. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Taking up his cross. I don't have to carry Van's cross. I don't have to carry David's cross. I got to carry my cross. Take up his cross. It may require changing of a lifestyle, changing friends. The old friends I had is not going to help me in this new walk I'm making. It might require me changing jobs. Maybe this job that I had before being a Christian isn't conducive of being a Christian. Or it might be a good job. It might be a decent job, but it keeps me from attending worship service. Or it distracts me from serving, whatever it is. It may require more of my time. But God, what I do in my time, I don't see anywhere where any of it is our time. We were talking in Bible class this morning. It's God's time. God's time that he's given us to use. Hopefully for him. It might be giving up things, practices, behaviors. You mean I just can't fly off the handle like I used to and get mad and, you know, exert my temper? You mean I can't just say whatever comes out of my mouth? Let him take up his cross. My cross might be different than somebody else's cross. But Jesus says, whoever desires, whoever, young, old, black, white, rich, poor, young, old, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Paul explains this. Set your mind on things above. That's where it starts. Taking up your cross is getting your mind right. Got my mind right, boss. Got my mind right. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. That's where it starts. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. And it all starts with that mindset. Set your mind on things above. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and then follow me. A lot of people want to follow Jesus under conditions, under certain stipulations. Following Jesus, we don't know where it will take us. We don't know what is required. We need to follow him regardless of what we're required to do. Not under our standards, not under our parameters, but under his. He says, after you've done this, after you've denied yourself, take up your cross and then follow me. Jesus would tell his followers in John 14, 15, we were talking about little words today in Bible class, and but and if you love me, carries a lot of weight. If you love me, keep my commandments. You don't see a lot of people saying, I hate Jesus. I'm sure there are some that go around and proclaim they hate Jesus. But you don't see a lot of it. If you asked the average person, I love those person on the street interviews. People are pretty dumb. They really are, of just common knowledge. But if you ask them, do you believe in Jesus? My guess would be a majority would probably say yes. And out of those, if you said, do you love Jesus? Oh, yeah. People sing songs, oh, how I love Jesus. But they don't do the things he says. Jesus will even address that. In Luke 6, verse 46, he asks a very introspective question to them. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? How do you answer that one? You say you love me, but your actions really don't match up. Jesus said, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Do whatever he says. Go wherever he goes. The alternative for the people that choose not to, we see in the next few verses. In this, Jesus gives two very direct statements and asks two very important questions of the people in this next exchange. And we've looked at verse 34, and starting in verse 35, he says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit? There's two direct statements there in verse 35. Now comes two very important questions. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Wow. That's an important question. Verse 37, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. This kind of makes me think of Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, where Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men and is not ashamed, whoever confesses me before men, before my Father, I will confess them. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father. Jesus is going to be our mediator. When we stand before the great and glorious God, Jesus is going to say, he's one of ours or he's not one of ours. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I tell you? And in Matthew 25, this is part of the parable of the talents, where Jesus was explaining that some people were given a certain amount and others another certain amount. And the people that did with whatever God gave them, did what they needed to do. At the end, it says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Isn't this, even though this was a parable, isn't this what we want to be hearing at the end? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Mark 8:34, one little verse carries a lot of weight. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Most of us have done this. We have denied ourselves. We've taken up our cross. We've obeyed what Jesus has said. If anybody in here has not, this is a good opportunity to decide to follow Jesus, to put him on in baptism, to study his word. If you need prayers of the congregation, your brothers and sisters are here to go to God on your behalf, with and for you. Whatever your need, as Michael leads us in the invitation song, if you would come forward, let your needs be known, we will address those. Let's stand and sing with Michael.